Mance, I just talked about your, I guess, your feelings coming into the playoffs.
I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. And we were just talking about it. I had the privilege of playing in the playoffs my rookie year. And that was in 2013. So it's been a while. And so, I definitely understand, what a privilege it is to play in the playoffs. And, I'm really excited.
You know, that happened to coincide with the last time this team was in. Did you kind of get a false sense of security playing in the playoffs in your first season from a standpoint of, well, we've done it once, and you kind of get the feeling, well, okay, we'll be back soon?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. You talking to a young kid, my first year in the league, and I make it to the playoffs, and there's guys like Dwight Freeney and Antonio Gates and Eric Weddle telling me, hey, man, you gotta really treasure these moments and take advantage of them, because they don't come around, as often as you'd like. And I'm sitting there as a 22-year kid. I'm like, man, I'm a rookie and we just made it. So, I don't know what the big deal is, but, it's been 4 years and I finally made it back. So I definitely understand what they were saying back then. And I definitely think that, our rookies this year are a lot more mature than I was at that time. And I think they understand what's at stake and, they're ready to go.
What are the problems Carolina's going to present? We know about Cam Newton. He's going to have back Greg Olsen. We know about the running game.
It all starts with Cam, and they have great weapons around him. But it all goes through him. And, we don't know specifically what they're going to do, what plays they're going to do. It is the playoffs, so anything can happen. But, we all understand who it goes through. We understand who his weapons are. And, we just got to execute. We have 11 guys on the field, and if all 11 can win their one-on-one matchups, we should be good.
I know it's not vogue to reflect on the regular season, but the last game of the season, do you guys feel like you've cleaned up the things that you wanted to clean up?
Honestly, the last game of the season, I wish it would have went the other way, and us win. But looking back at it, I think it was probably the best thing for us heading into the playoffs. It showed us that if we don't prepare the way we're supposed to prepare, and not saying that we didn't prepare, the way we're supposed to prepare, but I think that we understood that anybody at any time can lose. And going into the playoffs, it's when you go on, you lose, you go home. And, definitely that last game showed us that, hey, we have to show up, we got to prepare, and we got to go out there and we got to execute the way we know how to execute. And, I think looking back on it, like I said, it was probably the best thing that could happen to us going into the playoffs.
How much more stress can they put on the middle of the defense with Greg Olsen back?
Definitely one of the best tight ends in the NFL. Whoever is guarding him, whether it be myself or it be, whoever, you got to understand who you're going up against. Always understand your opponent. He's going to make his plays, but just execute. Understand that, this is a team game. But it's a team game, that winner loses by one-on-one matchups. And so, he's definitely going to do his thing. But we're going to go out there and we're going to execute and do our thing too.